All righty, I'm going to put you on game real quick. Always remember, the more you know, the more you're going to get paid. Bottom line. You can always charge to teach somebody that they don't know. Why you think people write books? Why you think people make ebooks? Why you think people get on YouTube? How to? They all get money, bro. Information is money. So, with that being said, the more skills you possess, the more money that you will make. For instance, I have a digital media and marketing agency. So, within that, okay, I can charge people. I'm a video editor. That's one skill. I'm a video producer. I can proofread and check the quality of the whatever footage it may be. Technically, I'm a colorist. That's a person that color grades and color corrects footage. That's three. I'm a videographer. That's four. I can build websites. I can do graphic design. I can automate content. I can make content calendars. I can make short form content. You see what I'm saying? Look at all these skills that I just said. But guess what? You know why I can make a lot of money? It's because I can charge. One, I can charge separate. I'm running across the highway, by the way. Sorry, guys. But I can charge separately. Each one of those, I can provide those services, okay? So that increases my opportunity, but guess what? I can also bundle it all up and charge wholesale. So I win either way. It's either I'm gonna do one particular thing individually, or you're just gonna pay me to just handle it all, basically. So, like I said, bro, the more knowledge that you have, the more skills that you have, you can make more money. And guess what? On top of me providing those services, guess what I could do? I could teach these services. I can get on YouTube. I can get on Twitch. I could do it through Instagram Reels. So not only am I making all of the money off of doing everything individually, selling them all together as wholesale with the marketing packages, content calendars, being a videographer for events. Not only can I just do all of those, I can also teach somebody else. So literally there is an unlimited umbrella of money. Literally. That's the cheat code to life, bro. You know how whenever we was growing up, people always say stick to one thing. Sticking to one thing is what keep you broke. If you are not versatile, especially in today's times, if you are not versatile, if you can't adapt, it's a wrap for you. You cannot just do one thing and want to be wealthy, bro. You can't. It is impossible. You have to get into something else to actually get wealthy. Yes, you can get rich off of one thing, but you can't get wealthy off of one thing unless it's a patent. Now, if you patent something, it's GG's. Because you're going to get paid for the rest of your life regardless. But outside of that, bro, to get wealthy, you have to do multiple things. Why you think a lot of businessmen, they have multiple businesses. They put in multiple businesses. They get into real estate. They invest in the stocks. That is how you get wealthy. You have to know how to do multiple things. You got to know how to be versatile. Life is chess, not checkers. Checkers, you can move your pieces and not give a damn. You don't have to know how to play checkers to win a checkers game. But I'd be damned if you win a chess game and you don't know shit. Look at all of those different pieces. All of those different pieces move different. But you have to know that. So you have to be good at moving multiple pieces on one board to actually defeat your enemy. I mean, your opponent. Whoever you're going against. That's just like with life, bro. You are not going to get wealthy by playing checkers. You have to play chess. You got to know how to move a whole bunch of pieces, one piece at a time, and know exactly what you're doing. You got to be able to see shit from around the corner. Peep your numbers. Peep your horoscopes. You want to see around the corner, bro. You want to see it coming. That's how wealthy people stay at the top. The four seasons of life. You might want to check it out. You might want to read it. The four seasons of life, bro, it tell you. We all got a spring, summer, fall, winter. Those seasons mean different things. Spring is when you're putting in your hard work. That's when the farmers go out and they plant. Summer is when that shit growing. Like my summer is coming up. I know it's gonna be June, but still, bro, my real summer financially is coming very, very soon. It's easing up on me. Then I'm gonna have fall. Fall is gonna be where I look at everything. I'm on the run. It's like, okay, boom. Let me start sitting off some to a side for winter. You start preparing for winter in the fall because you know you're finna have to harvest soon. So whenever you do harvest, where are you allocating? Where are you putting the funds at? Where are you investing it? Where are you sitting it? Are you cashing it out? What are you doing with the money, bro? What you doing with the bread? And then you got winter. Everybody know winter always slow months. I don't care what kind of business you got unless you're doing damn snow shoveling up north. You know what I'm saying? Or unless you have like an environmentally, even environmental businesses, like trash and junk removal even slows down in the winter because people will be like, shit, we'll let it sit until spring. We'll do some spring cleaning all at one time. Everybody know winter is the slow month. So in the winter, you're supposed to be sitting off of all of the things that you harvested in the fall.